USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still more signs that the meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is going to happen despite President Trump having canceled it last week. The president tweeting this morning that a top North Korean official is currently on his way to New York to work out final details. The vice chairman of North Korea will be the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the U.S. since 2000.
This is the hardest statement that I have ever publicly made.
That's soon-to-be former Congressman Thomas Garrett of Virginia, who says he won't seek re-election. The Republican announcing he's got to address his alcohol addiction.
Any person, Republican, Democrat, or independent, who's known me for any period of time and has any integrity, knows two things. I am a good man, and I'm an alcoholic.
That's Garrett from a video he posts online to make his announcement. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
The Department of Health and Human Services says the government did not actually lose track of nearly 1,500 migrant children who entered the United States. The department's deputy secretary saying what happened is the children's sponsors haven't responded to calls from HHS to check on the children. The official says many times sponsors, who often are the children's parents or other relatives, don't answer phones because they're in the U.S. illegally. The latest search for a missing Malaysia Airlines flight, MH370, is over. A 90-day search of the Indian Ocean was carried out by a Texas-based company called Ocean Infinity, which says it looked at more than 100,000 square kilometers but found no trace of that plane that disappeared in 2014 while en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. It vanished with 239 people on board. Most investigators believe it went down because of an accident. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An apparent murder-suicide in Tennessee has left four people dead. Investigators believe that Sean Gainey shot his wife, her father, and her stepmother before turning the gun on himself. All four bodies found inside a home in Murfreesboro on Monday. Rutherford County authorities say deputies were called out to the house on Friday because Gainey was having suicidal thoughts. He was taken to a hospital, but they're not sure what happened after that. The price for a gallon of gasoline still climbing, up 3.5 cents from last week to a national average of $2.97 a gallon. But there could be relief in sight, as we hear from John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, tells us about that possible relief.
Well, gas prices have gone up, but they may begin moving back down. That's thanks to OPEC signaling last week that it was ready to raise production. That led to a big drop in the price of oil, which fell $5 a barrel and may pave the way for lower gas prices this week.
Gasoline is the cheapest in South Carolina at $2.64. California has the highest at $3.76 a gallon.
And professional eating champion Joey Chestnut has another eating contest award to his credit. The San Pedro Fish Market World Famous Shrimp Eating Championship was held yesterday on the USS Iowa near Long Beach, California, and Chestnut won the event, downing 77 shrimp. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.